The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
It is time for girls' high school basketball, and here is Matt Croy.
And good evening from the dungeon. West Holmes, a record of 7-10 of the season, 5-5 in the Ohio Cardinal Conference, playing host to Worcester. The Generals come in with a record of 3-15 and 1-9 in the OCC. Stay tuned tonight. We'll have a special interview with Elena Snyder, as well as head coach Lindsey Belden as well, here on the pregame show. Coming up next on the pregame show on WKLM.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for January is Chipotle Chicken Pizza.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
MEB Systems, the area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at mebsystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
At Mack Oilfield Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oilfield Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oilfield Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Hello, Side West Coast Lady Knights head basketball coach Lindsey Belden coming off a 10-point win over New Philadelphia, back on Monday, snapping a 5-game winning streak. And just with the doctor ordered, Lindsey came back, really a huge win back on Monday.
Yeah, we've been kind of searching for that, just that win of we got to get over the hump and get us going in the right direction. So hopefully that's what it took, and we can finish this year out strong. And you know, obviously the tournament draws Sunday, and looking to go to tournaments can end our normal season on a positive note and have some confidence going into the tournament.
Looking back at the game, Lindsey, what stood out to you the most in terms of what your team was able to do to kind of get on track and get that win?
Yeah, I mean, Philly pressed us the whole time, and that's the best I think I've seen us be under control and take care of the basketball and just make good decisions. And we always talk about you guys can make decisions when we're slow and under control. And I think they really kind of figure that out. Once you do that a couple times, you realize we don't have to go so fast to be depressed. And so that was huge for us. We made some shots. So, you know, hopefully we can continue to shoot the ball with confidence, because the varsity level, you can do a lot of things right, but if you don't make shots, it's hard to win a varsity basketball game.
They call Worcester tonight. Of course, you beat them back at their place earlier this season. The game were fairly close, but had a strong fourth quarter to get that win. What do you remember from that earlier meeting?
Yeah, for us, Worcester's always a battle. You know, they're going to shoot the ball a lot. So we got to be able to contest the three-point line and rebound those long rebounds and get, you know, not give up second-chance shots. They're going to make a couple threes, but we have to limit the amount of threes that they can just catch and shoot wide-open threes. And also the threes that they're going to shoot two or three threes in a possession. So got to be able to defend the three-point line and rebound the ball.
You got to look back on that win on Monday and trying to carry it over, that consistency you want to see here from one game to the next to get that win, right?
Absolutely, yeah. At this point in the season, you know, we're hopefully over that hump, and we got to continue to climb the ladder and keep getting better. And, you know, really can't afford to take steps back at this point.
I know you're focused on this game tonight, but obviously tournament drawings coming up on Sunday. You got with that win on Monday, you got the four seed, I believe, in your district. So you feel pretty good about kind of where you're at this point as far as your district is concerned?
Yeah, I feel good. I mean, you know, we're probably going to get a home game. It's only a one game. They call it a first round and second round this time instead of sectionals. So, you know, I'm pretty confident we can get a home game. And then the district, you're going to play a neutral site anyway. So, you know, I think we can play with any of those teams. And so... And with it being a split district this year, we can, you know, kind of try to avoid who we want to avoid. We're high enough that we can do that, but we got to take care of business tonight.
Lindsay, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That's the voice of West Lowell Lady Knights head basketball coach, Lindsay Beldum.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
And I am sitting down alongside of Lena Snyder here, famed West Holmes basketball player. And Lena, first of all, we've seen you in the gym here for the last couple weeks. You're home for a while. Good to have you back.
It's really good to be back.
Yeah, what's it like to come back here to West Holmes after being gone so long?
It's really nice, and it's good to have a connection with having Lindsay as the girls coach, Ben as the boys coach. So we've definitely kept it in the family staying at West Holmes, and it's just good to have those connections.
Yeah, bring it me is. Back. You know, you've talked about keeping it in the family. We're sitting here atop the gym for our listeners' benefit, and, you know, I'm looking down to the right end of this gymnasium. I'm seeing the state championship banners up there. And so, you know, it starts before you here. I mean, in 1984, the West Holmes Lady Knights started a historical run here in basketball. They won three state championships, 108 straight games before they were defeated, and they really put West Holmes girls basketball on the map. In fact, they put girls basketball on the map, not only in this area, but in the state of Ohio, and you could argue regionally and beyond. And your mom was part of those teams back mm-hmm. then. So Shane Reidenball, as we knew her back in those days, a very integral part of those teams. So, you know, for her being a two-time state champion, and then along comes your girls, and you had great basketball careers, what was it like growing up? So you probably get an early infusion of what it was like to be a West Holmes Knight basketball player.
Yeah, she really set the tone. That whole team, that whole generation really set the tone and just gave the future of West Holmes girls basketball something to reach for. I think that's so important to have something to look up to. And my mom talked about her career, but mostly she talked about playing with Elisa Klein. And that really set the bar for me for what was achievable. And I think that's so important to, like I said, with team-wise, with personal-wise, to have something to look up to.
And you mentioned, I mean, you can't mention those teams without talking about Lisa mm-hmm. Klein. I mean, she had a great supporting cast. Your mom was one of them players. But, you know, what Lisa did for the game of basketball here in Holmes County, you couldn't write that script and you couldn't rewrite that script. I mean, it's etched forever. And, you know, what it did here was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. I found a note a few years ago going through my room, and it was a piece of paper with all of Lisa's records that I'd written down. And, you know, I don't think I actually don't know if I reached any of those records, but it was something that as a freshman I wrote down, and it gave me something to strive for. And I think that propelled my career and gave me something. And I think, like, I owe that to the whole class to have established such a good program here. Also, Lisa Ogie is Lisa Straits was on that.
We'll call her Lisa Patterson. We knew her nose
on day, those right? teams as well. She's Lisa Straits back then, yeah. And then she coached us to those state championships. So it really did just start a whole line of success for women's basketball. And yeah, it set the tone for the future.
Well, it did indeed. So, you know, you begin your playing days as a young girl. So how much of that did your mom talk to you about? And it was in your family that, you know, we did this, you can do this. Was that a motivation for you?
Yeah, I think so. Just seeing the vision of that, I remember, yeah, from an early age. And I think Lindsay really took on her role of being that rebounder, that, you know, that glue player, doing those hard things. And I learned that from my mom, I learned that from Lindsay, and then I came in. But Lisa was definitely my inspiration from that class.
You mentioned your sister in that equation. I gotta tell you, your dad showed me a picture he keeps on his phone, and you're gonna remember this. I think it was a jump ball or a rebound. You know, she was in her college uniform, you were in yours, so even getting to compete against your sister in college had to be a thrill.
Yeah, but that was a really tough decision when I was choosing in college. I really wanted to win her a state championship, and I failed to do that when we were in high school. And so I said, well, maybe I'll go to college and help us win a national championship together. And in the end, I just decided, like, I needed to do what was best for my career and my future, and it was a better fit for me to go to Ashland. But yeah, that was a tough game to play. It was a tough game. You want to win, but you also want your sister to succeed. And it's a, yeah, it's a
mixed emotions out there on the floor in a game like that. You know, so let's back up a couple steps further. So you've got a banner hanging up here. 2014, the last state championship here. Undefeated season for the West Holmes Knights. You were obviously a big part of that, Lena. And if you can, like, talk about what that was like that year and seeing the community rally right there. It was kind of a replay of the old days of West Holmes basketball.
Yeah, I mean, one of my favorite pictures is I was walking off the court after we'd won the game, and I'm giving Lisa Oge a hug, and just the whole crowd behind us is a sea of blue. And just to be hugging her, who had put her heart and soul into it, and to see the community that put their heart and soul into it, that was a really special moment.
Well, and you guys were on the brink so many times. There was this juggernaut out there at that time called Hathaway Brown that you guys kept running into.
Yeah.
It was a phenomenal program, but you guys finally broke through and you got one. And so you got that state championship, and then came Ashland.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go to Ashland and you have tremendous success there, a couple national championships. So talk about what that was like. Your success just continued.
Yeah, I mean, I think I went from one winning program to another, and I am very lucky to have done that. Just to go into a program already used to winning. They had already won a national championship, like, right before I got there. And so I think that also set the tone. And Carrie Pickens was on the team that set the tone for that. And then she was my coach to go into it. So it's kind of the same kind of situation where Lisa was on the state championship team, then she was my coach. And then Carrie was on the national championship team, then she was an assistant coach. But so it's just those people that keep the winning tradition alive and show you where the bar is and show you what you can achieve just really means a lot.
Well, it did, and it meant a lot to you because it didn't stop there for you. Your success continues. So in today's world, you're playing professionally overseas. And talk about that experience and what that's like, Lena.
Yeah, I mean, it's been life-changing for sure. You can't go and experience different cultures and religions and traditions without changing. It's made me into a better person. It's made me into a better basketball player. And it's just been a very cool experience to be able to do that. And I wouldn't have done that had it not been for Carrie Pickens, who was Carrie Darty from Ashland and Riverview.
Right.
So another area player that really set the tone, and she encouraged me to play. And had it not been for her, I would have never even pursued it. So pursuing that after Ashland, it's been the best choice I could have made.
Well, that's awesome. So you're enjoying success over there now as we read in here, and things are going well. So what's the longevity like? What's that like for you? Is this a 10-year plan? Do you, you know, how long does it last there?
Yeah, honestly, it's individual, but I've always said I want to make it until 30 and then reevaluate. And so I've got another year ahead of me until I make it until 30. I just kind of saw some of my teammates start to lose the joy and passion around that age, and so I just wanted to make sure I'm still doing it because I want to, with the joy and passion that I've always played with basketball. So I'm still trying to stick with it. As long as my body stays healthy, that's obviously a major factor.
Well, Lena, I can tell this is a passion of yours. You've not stopped smiling since you've sat down here, which is awesome. I know this is a big part of your life. And, you know, thank you for sharing your experience with this, because we're going to put this out there. And I hope this inspires, you know, the generations to come, that they can do what you've done and get them something to shoot for. So, you know, closing thoughts here. You're coming back home to Millersburg. What's it like seeing the old people again and just being in your old environment?
Yeah, I mean, if there's one thing that West Holmes is, it's a community. And you see the same people. I just talked to Moose, who's sitting in the same seat that she sat in.
Been there forever, hasn't she?
Sat in the same seats for years, and just having a conversation with her. And that's a conversation I have with multiple people around, to just be able to come back and see so many people that cared about me, that continue to care about the West Holmes program, is so special. And something that doesn't happen in the state of Ohio or around the world. And I had somebody recently, I've won a few championships overseas, even winning the national championship, but Rochelle Morrison was my teammate at Ashland and West Holmes, and she asked me which one was my favorite.
Yeah.
And I said I'd have to say the state one, just because there was so many people that I cared about and cared about me that we could do that for. And that just made it like so much more special to experience. And to this day, that's my favorite championship to have won.
The basketball is part of the fiber and culture of Holmes County. We know that. And Elena, you're forever etched in that fiber. And so we appreciate your time here. Thanks for joining us. It's been good talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Elena Snyder. And we'll be back with more here on WKLM.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
At Pomerain Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomerain is just around the corner. Find a location at Pomerain. Hospital.org.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation, waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Schlabel Financial Services. After winning six state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Schlabel knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Schlabel Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Schlabel Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded nearly $11 million in scholarships to more than 2,700 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Students applying for new scholarships should visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply. Primary qualifications include financial need. However, academic merit and other factors such as area of study and extracurriculars are considered. College students currently receiving renewable scholarships were emailed a renewal scholarship application link in December. Those students should only apply via the email link and not apply as new students. Visit www.hcef.net for more information.
In tonight's university contest, West Holmes defeated Worcester by the score of 40-31. Earlier this season at Worcester back on December 28th, it was West Holmes a winner over Worcester in that game by the final score in that contest, getting the victory in a 10-point win, 56-46. It was a tie ball game after the first quarter, and West Holmes led by just 2 points at halftime at 28-26. Then West Holmes would come back and outscore Worcester just 13-12 in the third, have a three-point lead through three quarters, 41-38. But a big fourth quarter for the Lady Knights, outscoring the Generals 15 15-
8 in that final period. And West Holmes got the 10-point win, 56-46 over Worcester earlier this season. In that matchup, West Holmes led by Zelina Proper, who had a season high of 17 points to go along with 3 rebounds and 3 assists in the game. Also, 16 points for Joel Brown in that game as well. Also a season high for her with those 16 points for Joel. And Briar Klein had 11 points, 7 rebounds, 3 steals, and 2 assists. Retta Rollins had 8 points, 9 rebounds, and 2 assists. Ava Gaudioto, 3 points, 12 rebounds in the game, 3 assists and 2 steals. And Kira McMillan had 7 rebounds, I should say, and 2 steals in that game. The West Holmes got the win, 56-46 over Worcester. We'll take another break, come back with more of the pregame show after this on WKOM.
Attention sophomores, the time to apply for next school year at Buckeye Career Center is now. With 34 exciting programs to choose from, there's something for everyone. Whether you're interested in technology, healthcare, manufacturing, or agriculture, spots are still available in programs like outdoor power equipment technology. In this hands-on lab, you'll learn how to repair and maintain ATVs, side-by-sides, lawnmowers, and more. Other in-demand programs include precision machining, meat cutting, floral design, and CAD. Apply online today at Buckeye Career Center.
Would you like to take down years of dental neglect? Our office has offered IV sedation dentistry for over 20 years that allows you to have multiple procedures done in one visit. It can be any treatment from multiple fillings, root canals, wisdom tooth removal, crowns, or all of the above. To find out more information, please visit our website, www.drbradwalsh.com, or give us a call. We wish all of our local athletes the best this winter sports season.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobren from Hobren's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
West Holmes goes in with a record of 7-10 of the season. They snapped a 5-game losing streak back on Monday and got a big win on their home floor over New Philadelphia by the score of 46-36. Again, West Holmes, that record of 7-10. Worcester, a record of 3-15, as Worcester lost their first 7 games of the season. They got a win over Orville, 51-39, then lost 2 straight before winning 68-47, and a win over Akron Firestone, and then a win also over Mansfield Senior by the score of 50-43, but since that victory, they've lost 6 straight. And again, the Worcester has that record of 3-15. West Holmes comes in averaging 40.5 points per contest. The Generals averaging 42.3 a game. And the Lady Knights giving up 43.5 points points per contest defensively in the season. Worcester gives up 53.8 a game on the defensive end, so big difference on that defensive side in favor of the West Holmes Lady Knights. As far as the OCC is concerned, Ashland has already clinched the least a share of the OCC title. They're 9-0 with the win tonight. If they were to get that win over New Philadelphia tonight, they will clinch the outright Ohio Cardinal Conference title for Ashland. Again, unbeaten at 9-0 in conference play. After that, New Philadelphia is in second place at 7-3. Madison is 6-4, Lexington 5-4, West Holmes 5-5, Mansfield Senior and Worcester both 1-9 in Ohio Cardinal Conference action. And against OCC opponents, West Holmes is averaging 44 points per contest, and Worcester is averaging 41.3 a game. Defensively, West Holmes giving up 43 a game in the OCC. Worcester gives up 49.2 a game defensively against Ohio Cardinal Conference opponents. In the IVC, in the IVC North, it's Strasburg. They have, for them, clinched at least a share of the IVC North Division title, the fourth straight IVC North Championship. They're 10-0. Newcomers down 5-2 in the conference. Malvern 6-4. Buckeye Trail and TCT both 4-5. East Canton 3-7. And Canton Valley is 1-10. In the IVC South Division, Highlands clinched the outright IVC South Division title. They're 11-0. That is their 30th consecutive IVC championship. That is a state record. Tuskegee Valley is 8-2. Ridgewood is 7-4. Indian Valley and Sandy Valley both 4-6. While Claymont is 2-8. Garaway 0-10. Overall around the area in girls basketball, Highland an overall record of 16-3. Loudonville is 12-7. Central Christian a record of 9-7. Wayndale is 9-9. Triway is 8-10. While Garaway is 1-18. Danville a record of 0-18. Don Hall alongside for the broadcast. We'll get some thoughts from Don and more after this on WKLM.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right. Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
If you are a small business owner in Holmes County and want to offer yourself and your employees a retirement plan, please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I have more than 30 years of experience in helping investors in Holmes County and can help you select the right kind of small business retirement plan to save on taxes and offer an attractive benefit to your employees. Securities are held by LPL Financial, member SIPC.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB Advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Check out this residential property located at 744 Diamond Alley in Millersburg. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $259,500. Come take a look at this newer three-bedroom, three-bath ranch home with a covered back deck and front porch on a dead-end street with little traffic. It also includes a landscape patio area and fish pond in the front, new AC and whole house generator, and spacious two-car garage with plenty of extra storage room. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Steve Vaughn at 330-763-4769 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Other games around the area. Girls basketball tonight has Wayndale at Northwestern, while Triway's at Fairless. Orville playing host to Central Christian. Madison's at Lexington. New Philadelphia is at Ashland. Riverview playing host to Indian Valley. And TCC is at Buckeye Trail. McCoy alongside Don Hall for tonight's broadcast. West Holmes taking on Worcester. And West Holmes really a huge win, Don, on Monday against New Philadelphia.
That was a big win for West Holmes. They got off that losing streak and beat it. A really good New Philadelphia team. One that beat them down there, so it's always good to get revenge. And had some girls play some good basketball right there. Zelina Proper starting to score a little bit now, as well as handling the ball. So starting to come together. I mean, it's just one game, but it's starting to come together. They looked really good.
So you're going to carry over now tonight against Worcester. You're looking at earlier meeting, a close game until the fourth. West Holmes closed down, got the win. And Zelina Proper had 17 points, Joel Brown 16, and both had really good nights that the previous time against Worcester.
Very good game. Joel Brown, I actually did that game earlier this year, and it was a very close game. In the fourth quarter, West Holmes was able to separate themselves. I think a lot of it had to do with Joel Brown, I believe, at the free throw line. And very physical game, but nothing malicious, but just a very physical game. It always is with the West Holmes Worcester. I don't care if it's boys or girls. It's just a physical contest, but it is the OCC as well. So, but it's, I look forward for, I say, pretty much the same thing tonight. It's going to be, I think, relatively close, and it's going to come down to foul shooting again.
You look at this game here, Don, and really the final stretch of the regular season. Of course, you get the Turtles girls tournament drawings on Sunday, and West Holmes an opportunity trying to finish this regular season strong and get some confidence going into the postseason play. And again, it starts with tonight.
And that's what it is. Is you want to? This is my comment I got from Perry Reese and Dave Slayball Jr.'s is a. You back then it was only 20 games. You play 20 scrimmages before you play your first game, and that first game's your tournament game, but you want to be ending your season playing your best basketball. And that's what, hopefully what West Holmes is going to try to get. You know, they got, like I said, they beat a good New Philadelphia team, and they got some games in front of them that they can get some momentum going into tournament.
We'll see what happens here this evening. We'll go ahead and take a break, come back, and we'll have the national anthem, and Don will have tonight's starting lineups after this on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community. Don't wait for game day. Tackle these deals now, all this week at Rudy's IGA. Get boneless, skinless Gerber's chicken tenders for $4.88 a pound, 81% fresh ground chuck for $3.98 a pound, and USDA inspected assorted pork chops for $1.89 a pound. They also have USDA Choice Boneless English Roast for $4.98 a pound, USDA Choice Boneless English Steak for $5.18 a pound, Family Pack Gerber's Party Wings for $2.99 a pound, USDA Choice Boneless Ribeye Steak for $14.98 a pound, and 12-ounce package of Seal Wild Pink Salmon for $3.99. It's all now through Sunday at Rudy's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
After this ad.
I think we got youth.
Streaming tonight's contest on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of our team with Claxton Communications. Jacob Heading is producing tonight's live stream coverage. Logan McPeak is working the camera. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Phoenix Price back at the studio. And again, they have that YouTube feed. You can find that on WKLM Radio on YouTube if you look for that for tonight. Matt Croyle inside Don Hall for tonight's broadcast and also tonight's national anthem. Being brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. And we got some new singers here tonight, Don.
Looks like West Holmes Elementary singers.
All America, please stand for the singing of our national anthem, done by the Millersburg Elementary Choir.
Once again, tonight's National Anthem brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. And tonight's starting lineup's being brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north end of Millersburg. And you can, if your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. Now, with tonight's starting lineups, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Matt. Setting the table tonight for the visiting team, the Worcester Lady Generals, number 0, a 5'8" junior wing, Avery Topofsky. Number 1, a 5'7" sophomore guard, J.C. Hackett. Number 2, a 5'7" junior guard, averaging 18.9 points a game, Brooke Ritchie. Number 3, a 5'3" junior guard, Amelia Correll. And rounding out starting 5, number 5, a 5'10" sophomore forward, Anna Melrose.
And for Worcester, a record of 3-15. They're 1-9 in the OCC, coached by Alex DeSere.
And for your home team tonight on the scoreboard, your West Holmes Lady Knights, number 3, a 5'6" junior guard, averaging 10.7 points a game, Briar Klein. Number 10, a 5'7" junior guard, Zelina Proper. Number 20, a 5'2" senior guard, Jewel Brown. Number 21, a 5'10" senior wing, averaging 10.2 points a game, Aviana Yoder. And rounding out your starting 5, number 31, a 5'10" senior post, Greta Rollins.
West Holmes, a record of 7-10. They're 5-5 of the OCC, and they're coached by Lindsay Belden in her 7th season. And tonight's starting line is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body. They have experts in collision repair and paint jobs, and will have your car looking brand new. They'll even help with up to $500 of your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call, 674-1483. Mack Royal inside Don Hall for tonight's broadcast. Again, it is Phoenix Price back at WKLM Sports Central. Glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. As I mentioned before, we are video live streaming tonight's contest on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of our partnership with Claxton Communications. Jacob Heading is producing tonight's live stream coverage, and Logan McPeak working the camera. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's game. West Holmes with their white jerseys and white shorts and red rimmels and blue trim. And on the other end, for Worcester, they're sporting their black jerseys and also their black shorts as well, and their purple numerals, and also the gold lettering as well for the Worcester Lady Generals tonight. Cake auction tonight, Don, and it's always a great fundraiser for the athletic programs.
And that's it. They raised, that was just the first round, man. There's a second round to go yet here, halftime of the varsity game, but they raffled off 5 cakes, and they were able to get almost $5,000 out of those 5 cakes. So West Holmes, not just West Holmes, just Holmes County in general, is just such a very giving community, and they really care about their sports, and this definitely helps the athletic program.
Incredible to see that support, no question about that. Just about ready to get things underway from the dungeon. Reminder also for us, we're going to have boys basketball tomorrow night. It'll be West Holmes at Worcester tomorrow night, so don't miss that. And then Saturday, we'll have West Holmes at Mansfield Senior Girls. It'll be Saturday afternoon. I believe that's a varsity only for that contest. Airtime about 12:05 for that. And also Saturday evening, we'll have boys basketball. Highland taking on Harvest Prep at Smithdale in the Battle of the Berkey. That's airtime about 6:05 for that contest. And also high school wrestling, the state regional duels in the dungeon on Saturday. Airtime for that will be right around that 9:50 or so on Saturday morning for that. Jumping for Worcester, that is going to be Anna Melrose, a 5'10 sophomore. And jumping for West Holmes will be Greta Rollins. She's a 5'10 senior. There's the toss. It'll be won by who? Scrum for the basketball after the toss. And it'll be a held ball right after that. So who gets it on the held ball after a jump? I guess they have to jump it again.
Do it again. Nobody had possession.
Now Briar Klein going to do the jumping for West Holmes. There's the whistle again. Up in the air, it's going to be won by Worcester going from right to left. They'll have it across the timeline. Gets a pass off now high on the right side to Amelia Correll. Her pass deflected and stolen away by West Holmes. Then a nice basketball after that steal. Here's Zelina Proper with it going from left to right. Her pass goes right side to Jewel Brown. Dribbles it out top. Bounce pass to Rollins. Inside goes to Aviana Yoder. On the right wing, Jewel Brown. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound going to be snatched away. And picked up on that far side on the dribble across the timeline by Brooke Ritchie. The 5'7 junior averaging 18.9 a game and 6 rebounds per contest. Here's a drive runner by Correll. Her shot off the last and good by Amelia Correll.
Boy, nice little penetration. Nice little jump shot. About 7-footer off the board.
She'll get it. 2-0 lead for Worcester. West Holmes has the basketball. Here's Klein across the timeline. Dribbles the left wing. Her pass goes over to Joel Brown. Around the foul line, Greta Rollins. Inside to a cutting, Zelina Proper, she makes it in.
Boy, a nice little set play by West Holmes. Good back door by Zelina Proper.
And we're tied up at two apiece. Presses on and stolen away by Proper. Her layup is going to be off the glass. No good. Rebound by Brown. Her put back is no good. Rebound finally picked up by Breyer Klein. She'll have it tied up. Arrow does stay, however, with West Holmes.
Well, second chance opportunity for West Holmes. That's going to help them right now.
And to win about it again is going to be Zelina Proper beneath her own backboard. Proper looking. Out top of the pass to Joel Brown. Back to Proper on the right wing. Inside to Aviani Gunner. Her shot inside the paint, up in the air, going to be banked in.
Well, that's a good strength by Aviana. Had a couple girls on her, went up strong.
West Holmes their first lead now, 4-2, presses on. And with the basketball, the pass by Melrose is across the timeline. Worcester ball, shot by Hackett, partially blocked inside. Rebound grabbed by Aviani Gunner. West Holmes basketball. Here's Proper with it across the timeline. Has it out top. Spins around near the midcourt line. 4-2 West Holmes. Still with it. Bumped. Gets a pass off. Now the Klein on the left wing. Out top to Greta Rollins. On the right corner. Wide open Joel Brown. Brown pass inside. Gets called for traveling. And West Holmes has their first turnover.
Yeah, she was looking to put the ball inside to Aviana. Aviana was posting really hard trying to get her ball.
So Worcester will have it now. Against that West Holmes full court pressure. 6:13 to play in the first. Inbounded and grabbed by Amelia Correll. Back on the far side to Hackett. Her pass into the hands of Richie. She'll cross the timeline. Richie dribbles it high in the left. Picks it up in the left wing. Pass out top. Back to Correll. Her three-pointer top of the key going to be way off the mark. Missed everything. And West Holmes will have the basketball.
Team rebound for West Holmes. Good defense by West Holmes right there. Good half-court defense.
You can see it was deflected, apparently, by West Holmes. Didn't see that, so Worcester's going to have it. Embedded. Grab. Now back to the corner. Correll again. A three-pointer for the corner this time. Missed everything. Rebound to the four. Going to be grabbed on the far side by Proper, and she was fouled. And that's going to be the first team foul Worcester in this first quarter. Melrose got the foul.
This will give Worcester time to set up a press if they so choose to do so. It looks like a man-to-man press.
Indeed they do, and then batted to Klein. Now across the timeline, Joel Brown has the basketball. Brown drive, lane, fumbled it, and finally stole it away. And I believe a steal, then a travel. And Westholm's going to get the ball back.
Yeah, she got the ball when she was on her knees and stood up.
So it'll be proper to win Bennett for Westholm's, that two-point advantage. That pass goes to the corner to Klein. Dribbles it to the foul line. Back out top, Joel Brown. Dribbles it. Brown with a shot off the rim. No good. Rebound. It'll be knocked out of bounds. It'll be off of Worcester. Westholm's, again, will retain the basketball.
Yeah, Worcester sort of knows where Breyer Klein is. If you notice, there's their sort of face guarding her. That's the reason why she hasn't had a shot attempt so far.
They're paying attention now. Proper to Wimmet. Her pass goes to Klein. Her shot up could be no good, but she drew a foul. Good job after that inbounds pass to the cup by Klein, and she'll get to the foul line.
Well, I mean, that's textbook. Breyer Klein set her girl up, came up and got a nice screen, I believe, from Greta Rollins. Was able to go on the backside to get the ball and get a shot.
That's the foul on Anna Melrose, her second personal foul already. Free throw up going to be good by Klein, her first point tonight. So 5-2 start for West Holmes on a 5-0 run. And that free throw up in there by Klein, that's going to be good as well. She has her first two, 6-2 advantage for the Lady Knights. Focal pressure is on. The dribble in the backcourt by Richie. She'll take it across the timeline. Lobs it in the corner over to J.C. Hackett. Hackett drive to the lane. Her shot blocked by Ava Yoder, but they'll call her for the foul. First team foul, West Holmes, and Yoder has her first personal foul.
That's a good penetration by J.C. Hackett. Very athletic point guard for Worcester. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, she's really super good in field hockey.
Uh-huh.
Or lacrosse. I forget which one it is.
Either way, good athlete,
yes,
as you talked
good
about.
Athlete.
First free throw, no good by J.C. Hackett. She's a 5'7 sophomore. Second free throw's up. That's going to be in and out, and it's back in. Her first point. 6-3 advantage for West Holmes. Fulker pressure is on. Embedded, grabbed by Aviani under the backcourt. Back to Joel Brown. Brown takes it across the timeline. Has the high on the right. Shovels it out top now to Breyer Klein. She'll call out the play. 5:16 to play, first quarter. Right of the foul on the pass goes to Greta Rollins. Holds onto it. Double team. Dribbles away from it. Now to Proper on the left point. Proper drive. Her pass across the lane goes out of bounds. And that will be a West Holmes turnover. And for them, that'll be their third.
It's a good penetration. Right idea. Just couldn't get the pass over to the opposite corner.
West Holmes has the full court pressure on. Dribble by Hackett in the backcourt. Works it against Jewel Brown. Now she'll race it across the half-court line. Hackett right wing, drive, pass inside, deflected, and knocked out of bounds by Greta Rollins.
Yeah, Hackett does, definitely got some wheels on her. She can move the ball down the court real fast.
Very quick. Is now Kara McMillan is in. Joel Brown is out. McMillan, a 5'7 sophomore. Embedded to the left wing and chased down by Anna Melrose. Gets a pass out top now to Brooke Ritchie. Ritchie on the right point, crossover to the foul line, to the lane. Her shot left hand up in the air, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Proper, but again, good defense by West Holmes inside.
Well, you know what they were doing to Briar Klein, what West was doing, that's what West Holmes is doing to Brooke Ritchie. They're trying to deny her the ball, face Gardner.
3-point lead for West Holmes. Ritchie now the win bet for the Lady Generals. Beneath their own backboard, lobs it to the corner, knocked out of bounds on the denied defense of Greta Rollins. Reminder to stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLN. It's brought to you by Pomerine Hospital. Phoenix Price reporting all the area basketball scores for you. Embedded to the corner. Now picked up by Melrose. Lobs it inside, deflected, goes out of bounds again. Saved by Klein in the hands. Kept it in play over to Aviana Yoder. The fourth Worcester turnover. Westall's ball to the front court. Here's McMillan to the baseline. Out top to Proper. She'll reset things at the top of the key. Back to McMillan on the left wing. Gets the handoff to Avion Yoder. Pass inside. Nice look over to Rollins, who missed the shot. And the layup rebound grabbed by Anna Melrose. And she'll throw it away. Klein the steal. Back out top. West Holmes has it on the left wing to Briar Klein. Klein to the foul line. Her pass goes to the corner now to McMillan. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound going to be grabbed under the basket by Brooke Ritchie. And gets called for double dribble after the rebound. That's, and that'll be the sixth.
I mean, just wanting to get the ball down the court as fast as they can before West Holmes can come up and set the press on them. Because West Holmes is pressing either with a made bucket or a missed bucket. They're going to be down there trying to jump and stay or run and jump.
A lot of defensive pressure early on, no doubt. Yeah, West Holmes, again, that three-point lead at this point. Inbounded to Briar Klein. Racks it up. Pass out top to Kara McMillan. Dribbles at right point. McMillan has a poke loose, goes out of bounds. It'll stay with West Holmes.
Yeah, Worcester, very, very active hands.
3:48 to play in the first. West Holmes a 6-3 lead, and they had the ball. Klein inbounds it to Zelina Proper. Dribbles at top of the key. Her pass to cutting Briar Klein. Grabs it. Her layup off the last, no good. Rebound by Rawls. Her putback is going to be good. Rawls with the left hand on the putback. She has her first 2-8-3 Lady Knights. Generals have it. And now the dribble across the timeline. Here's Brooke Ritchie with it on the left wing. Dribbles the top of the key against Kara McMillan near that midcourt line now. She'll back it up. Gets a pass off to Camille Lyons. Lyons to the right wing. The junior picks up her dribble. Now the handoff. Out of the corner to the baseline. Pass across the lane. Going to be knocked into bounds by Zelina Proper.
Well, that's good job by Zelina Proper to help the helper.
Not making those passes easy. And Brown back in for Greta Rollins. And Worcester to win that. A beneath throw backboard down 8-3. Carolyn Green, a 5'6 junior to win that. Does so to the left wing over to Lyons. Gets the handoff out top Ritchie. Ritchie to the foul line. Looking for some room. Pass over to Hackett. Hackett to the foul line. Double team. Gets a pass off. Going to be what? Going to be a foul called on that drive. That's the second team foul. West Holmes. And now McMillan has her first.
Yeah, West Holmes has done a pretty good job of keeping Worcester out of the paint right now. I mean, really good job.
Really have. And the Generals down to inbound it. It'll be Ritchie to inbound. Her pass. Corral back to Ritchie in the corner. Her three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be good.
Well, it didn't take her long to shoot that. Nice-looking shot, too.
Her first points of the game. 8-6 West Holmes the lead now with the basketball. McMillan bumped. New foul across midcourt. Knocked away again. Dives after the basketball. She grabs it. Now to the front court to Joel Brown. Brown inside has it kicked. There's the whistle. It'll stay with West Holmes.
Yeah, good soccer player right there. I mean, it's always good to use your feet. Old Jack Van Reith always told us, use our hands and feet.
Never hurts, and West Holmes will have it now to win beneath. Throwing backboard of the inbounds pass. Goes over to Aviana Gunner on the three-pointer. Knocked down.
Boy, once again, Aviana was set ready to shoot that ball. Got it and didn't hesitate. Knocked it down.
5 points for Aviana. 11-6 West Holmes. Off that inbounds pass. 2.5 to play in the first. That pass by Ritchie. Thrown away. There's a steal by Joel Brown. Brown to the bucket. Bumped her layup, no good. Rebound by Klein. Put back, no good, but she's going to be fouled inside. Fouled under the basket by Carolyn Green, and it'll send Briar Klein back to the foul line.
Briar Klein, two offensive rebounds this first quarter. That's second chance opportunities.
And 13 foul on Worcester. And then on Green, her first. Briar Klein, again, the 2 points at the foul line. And that free throw up in the air is going to be good. Briar Klein, 5'6", junior guard, averaging 10.5 points per game. Second best on the team. Actually leads the team now. And now the second free throw is up. That's going to be good as well. 4 points for Klein. And West Holmes a 13-6 advantage. Generals basketball across the timeline. J.C. Hackett has it out top. Right near midcourt, picks it up too soon. Now the pass off goes high on the right. Grabbed by Lyons. Now back to the corner. Drive lane. And going to be a held ball. Nice defensive play inside of the quick hands. Arrow does stay, however, with Worcester.
Yeah, I'm not sure who came over, stepped, and got in her way. But good defense by West Holmes.
Generals to Emmett. Beneath thrown back. Poor Richie inbounds to the corner of the Lions. Lines to the baseline. Her layup off the last can be no good. Rebound punched out of bounds, though, by McMillan. It'll stay again with Worcester. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink Player of the Game as that player receives the free T-shirt, courtesy of Thread and Ink, custom apparel embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. Inbound into the corner. It'll be grabbed by Carolyn Green. Now picked up. Pass inside the paint goes to Lyons. Lyons shut up, and they're going to be banked in. Camille Lyons, their first two, 13-8 West Holmes, and West Holmes has it. Here's Proper across the timeline to the foul line. Proper shot from the paint up in the air, going to be no good off the rim. Rebound to the floor, going to be grabbed by Carolyn Green. Has it knocked away, but a foul is going to be called. I believe that'll be on Proper going for the steal. 13 foul West Holmes. They're going to be on Worcester, they're going to say, excuse me. So they'll be their 14 foul. So West Holmes will get four stat turnover. The seventh on Worcester. Inbounded right wing. Decline goes out top to Brown. On the left point, Jewel on the far end. Brown out top. Back over to McMillan. Now the right corner to Avion Gunner. Her three-pointer no good that time. Rebound goes to Lyons. Generals ball 120 to play in the first. They're down 13-8. Into the front court. Pass by Richie on the right side. Received now by Kara Cannon. Cannon to the foul line. Head pass deflected, stolen away by Proper. Turnover number 8 now of the Generals. Proper across the timeline for West Holmes. Spins around. Pass left wing goes to Briar Klein. Thought about it, now dribbles it to the foul line. Comes to a jump stop, pass to Joel Brown. Brown to the foul line, to the lane. Into the corner to Proper. Proper out top to Briar Klein. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound now picked up by Carolyn Green. Stolen away, however, by McMillan. Back to the Avion Gunner. Her shot no good from 15 feet away. Rebound grabbed by Brown. She'll put it back up and in. Joel Brown, they put back inside her first two tonight. 15-8 West Holmes. Generals ball, 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's Richie out top. Brooke Richie on the right point gets the handoff. Now Cannon, top of the key. They hand off back out top to Lyons. Lyons to the foul line. Back in the corner now. Three-pointer goes up, and they are going to be knocked down by Carolyn Green.
Right, nice-looking shot by Carolyn Green. No hesitation there either.
12 seconds. West Holmes ball. Here's McMillan on the right wing. Backs it up. Here pass deflected and stolen away by Cannon, but she knocks it out of bounds. With 4 seconds to go, 3 seconds to go in the quarter, be West Holmes ball again on the back baseline.
What great hustle by Cannon for Worcester. Very great hustle. Just selling herself out, flat out diving for the ball.
She did, and Boothine's playing hard in this first period. No doubt about it. It'll be Jewel Brown to win about it. Her pass goes over to Rollins in the front court to Proper. Proper three-pointer at the buzzer. Going to be no good off the glass. That'll close it out for the first period. At the end of one, West Holmes 15 and Worcester 11. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM. Transform your home with the timeless beauty of cedar without the hassle. MRV Siding Supply. With maintenance-free ShamClap shiplap siding. Whether it's for porch ceilings, siding, or shutters, their ShamClap shiplap siding offers the latest designs that everyone is talking about. Get the look of cedar and elevate your home with ShamClap shiplap siding today. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV, Siding Supply.
MEB Systems, a name that has been around since 1977, and is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEB Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333, or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
West Hall's ball to begin the second quarter of play. They have a four-point advantage. It'll be Zelina Proper with the basketball across the timeline. Pass to the right wing, Joel Brown. Holds onto it. Pass right block inside the Avion Yoder. Spins around. Knocked loose on the floor. Grabbed by Joel Brown. Her layup is going to be good. Joel Brown, opportunistic play. She has 4 points now in the first half. 17-11 Lady Knights. Worcester has the basketball. Here's Lyons out top. Gets the handoff now. The dribble top of the key by Correll. Correll to the foul line. Out to the baseline. Backs it up on the right post. Now picks up her dribble. Correll's pass. Grabbed by Hackett. Hackett to the foul line. She'll back it up on the left wing. Out top to Lyons. Close to a travel. Now three-pointer by Correll. Goes up in the air. Going to be good.
That's the third different Lady General tonight to knock down a three-pointer.
And Correll has 5 points. Makes a 17-14 West Holmes lead. Here's McMillan across the timeline for the Lady Knights. Her pass to Brown, left wing. She'll dribble it out top. Brown, bounce pass, goes to Brenner Owens. On the right wing, back to Proper. Proper, three-pointer goes up in the air. It's going to be good. Proper has 5. Her first three-pointer, 20-14 West Holmes. Generals basketball. Here's Richie with it to the front court. Bounce pass goes to Correll, high on the right. Out top to Lyons. Lyons top of the key. Back on the left side goes to Hackett. Hackett to the foul line. Slips. Now dribbles it. Her shot off the glass. Going to be in and out. No good. Rebound grabbed by Ava Yonioner. Proper has it for West Holmes. Dribbles it across the timeline. Pass to the corner goes to Joel Brown. Her three-pointer going to be no good by Brown. Rebound knocked away. Grabbed by Ava Yonioner. Her putback left hand. That's no good. Rebound snatched away now by Lyons. Generals basketball down 20-14. 6:19 to play first half. Correll has it across the timeline. Now the Lions inside the foul circle. Her pass left to the foul line goes to Richie. Richie running off the glass. No good, but a foul called on Brown in the process. First team foul, West Holmes. Brown has her first. First quarter numbers courtesy of Don Hall. West Holmes, 1 of 6 on three-point tries, just 17% shooting. Worcester, 2 of 4 for 50%. West Holmes, 4 for 12 from two-point range for 33% shooting. Worcester was 1 of 3 for 33%. And West Holmes, 4 for 4 for the foul line. Worcester was 1 for 2 for 50%. Each team had 9 rebounds in the first. 9 turnovers, though, for Worcester, just 3 for West Holmes in that first quarter of action. Second free throw up going to be good. Both free throws knocked down by Richie there. She has 5 points in the first half. 20-16, West Holmes, they had the ball. Here's Joel Brown across the timeline to the right wing. Brown bumped, gets a pass out top to Zelina Proper, back to Briar Klein, left wing back to Greta Rellis. Back out top to Klein. Klein to the foul line. Backs it up on the right wing. Picks it up. Out top of the pass to Proper. Proper dribbles it in the corner. Now received by Joel Brown. Long pass inside goes to Yoder. Back in the corner to Joel Brown. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound out top. Grabbed by Hackett. Generals on the fast break. Hackett to the baseline. Her shot going to be up in the air. No good off the rim. Rebound, however, grabbed inside by Correll. And she'll be deflected and fouled inside in the, what? Be a turnover, I guess, on Worcester.
I think they called her in a travel right there.
Huh. So the travel, you know, it'll be up to 10 turnovers now for the Lady Generals. They'll have a full court pressure on Joel Brown to inbound. Inbounded over to Briar Klein. Gets the tight pressure, lost it. Picks it back up again. Over to Avion Yoder, back to Klein. Her pass, front court goes to Joel Brown. Brown to the foul line. Bounce pass, right wing to Greta Rollins. Rollins to the right block. Her shot up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound saved by Yoder. Hits the left wing back to Klein. Her three-pointer going to be good.
Fantastic save by Avion Yoder. Nice looking shot by Briar.
And Breyer has 7 points in the half, 23-16 Lady Knights. 5 minutes to play in the second quarter. Worcester has the basketball. Here's Richie on the right wing. Her three-pointer goes up in the air. That's going to be off the last, no good. Rebound to the four. Fought for, grabbed by Proper. West Holmes ball. Pass front court received by Breyer Klein. Klein, drive, layup high off the last, no good. Rebound put back by Rawls. That is going to be good. Retta Rollins has 4 points, another putback for her, 25-16 West Holmes.
Both of her buckets are offensive rebounds.
Generals have it now. Here's Ritchie with the top of the key. Crossover to the foul line, to the lane. Her scoop shot left hand, partially blocked by Yoder. Rebound goes to Breyer Klein. She'll dribble it into the backcourt now. Klein will take it herself across the half-court line. Has it on the right wing. Klein, top of the key. Her three-pointer up in the air. It's going to be good. Klein, back-to-back threes.
West Holmes starting to feel a little bit. Shooting's contagious.
Certainly is. Now 28-16 advantage. Here's Correll to the baseline. Backs it in. Here passes out of the foul circle. Goes over in the hands. Now over to Toposky. Shot up in the air by Toposky. No good. Rebound goes to Zelina Proper. West Holmes ball. Proper across the timeline. Long pass goes to Brown. Through her hands. She'll save it. No. Can't quite do it. It'll be off of West Holmes. Still have the turnover. And Yoder Family Roofing and Spadding, and will be serving you for the past 25 years. Located in Millersburg and serving the surrounding areas. Call or text them 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spadding needs. Good opportunity that time for West Holmes. Just couldn't grab the ball.
That's true. That's only their fourth turnover this tonight so far.
Worcester basketball. Down by 12. Out top to Hackett. She has it on the right wing. Hackett dribbles it to the baseline. Cut off. Picks up her dribble. Passed across the lane to the corner. There's a green drive. Around the foul line now. Correll on the dribble now by Topovsky. Out top to Correll. Her three-pointer goes up in the air. It's going to be good by Amelia Correll.
Well, she's 2 for 4 from behind the arc.
8 points. Now a timeout call. 3:23 to play in the half. West Holmes 28 and Worcester 19. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. And it's brought to you tonight by Pomerine Hospital. Phoenix Price reporting all area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. And Donna Westall's playing pretty well here this first half.
Really doing a really good job on Richie. Richie's only shot the ball 4 times in this first half so far.
It'll be Lady Knights basketball on the back baseline. McMillan inbounds it. Does so to Breyer Klein against that full court pressure. 1-2-2 press. It'll be Proper across the timeline. And she'll find Klein on the left wing. Back on top in the cross-court pass, rather, and it was McMillan cutting in. Ball was thrown out and out of bounds.
Absolutely. The fifth turnover for West Holmes tonight.
So Generals will have it near side of the backcourt. 3:13 to play in the half. They're trailing it by 9 right now. Here's Correll in the front court pass. Deflected, stolen away by McMillan. McMillan in transition. Knocked loose and knocked away and grabbed by Proper. Still in the basket with the ball. She'll throw it away now. Turnovers each way. West Holmes has 6 and now 11 for Worcester. Here's the dribble by Hackett to the baseline. Her shot blocked by Avionne Gunner. Rebound picked up by Breyer Klein. Lady Knights ball. 2:40 and counting second quarter. Up 28-19. Proper out on, I guess, Correll. Surveys it. Her pass right on the foul line to Avion Yoder. Yoder backs it in. Yoder, shot left hand, going to be no good, but she drew a foul inside. Had the step on her defender, that being Anna Melrose with the foul.
That's a great drop step by Avion Yoder, and a good job of finishing with the left hand.
Melrose, her third personal. First team foul on Worcester in the quarter. And again, Avion Yoder at the foul line. She has 5 points so far tonight. The 5'10 senior averaging 10.2 points per game. That free throw is up, going to be no good off the rim. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Fed and Inc. player of the game, as that player receives the free t-shirt courtesy of Fed and Inc. custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. And second free throw by Avion Yoder's up in the air, going to be good. Her first point of the second quarter. She has 6 overall. 29-19 Lady Knights. 2.5 to play, second quarter. Worcester ball, here's Ritchie across the timeline. Her pass to Lyons out top. Dribbles into the foul line, back in the left wing, received now by Topovsky. Drive, lane run by Topovsky, going to be blocked But a foul called to the attempted block by Aviana Yoder. Instead, her second personal, second team foul, West Holmes.
That was a good right hand dribble into the lane. One of the first times the Whistler's been able to get into the lane against West Holmes.
Good job attacking the basket indeed. And it'll be Avery Topovsky, a 5'8 junior forward. Free throw up in the air going to be no good on the first attempt. Get McCoy alongside Don Hall for tonight's broadcast. This game being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxton Communication Team of Jacob Heading and Logan McPeak. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Phoenix Price back at the studio. That second free throw is good by Topovsky. That's her first point this evening. 29-20 West Holmes. Proper has it for the Lady Knights across the timeline. Back in the corner. Goes to McMillan. McMillan to the baseline. Cross-court pass thrown away. Hackett got the steal. She'll have it across the timeline. Pass goes left wing over to Richie. Richie's three-pointer goes up, but they're going to be no good. Missed everything. Rebound grabbed by Zelina Proper. Dribbles into the backcourt. Under 2 minutes to play in the half. Now Klein back to Proper. Still a three-quarter score now across the timeline. Pass goes to Klein in the corner to Brown. Back to Breyer Klein, high on the left. Nice look inside, goes over to McMillan. Her layup no good, though. Rebound grabbed by Yoder. Her putback is good in the foul. Aviana Yoder. Aviana Yoder, the putback, and a chance for a three-point play at the foul line. The second team foul on the Generals in this quarter.
Well, that's the third layup from offensive rebounds for West Holmes. Second chance points, and once again, it's a good job for them.
That's huge. Lions will get the foul. It's Camille Lyons, her first personal foul. 8 points for Aviana. Her free throw going to be no good. Rebound grab by Topovsky. Then it's going to be tied up. Arrow does point to Worcester, however. 31-20 Lady Knights. 1:36 to play in the second quarter. Worcester ball in the back baseline. It'll be 5'3 junior guard Amelia Correll to inbound it. Joel Brown, Zelina Proper, Kara McMillan, Briar Klein, as well as Greta Rollins on the floor for West Holmes. That pass can be thrown away. And Klein got the steal. The 12th Worcester turnover. Ryan Klein to the front court now for the Lady Knights. Crossover, top of the key. Pass to the corner goes to Proper. Her three-pointer up in the air. It's going to be knocked down.
Boy, Zelina's starting to get into the zone.
Her second three, 8 points for Proper. 34-20 lead for West Holmes. Worcester ball, bounce pass. Out top goes to Lyons. Dribbles it high on the right. Lyons drive. Runner by Lyons. Off the last, no good. Rebound goes to Greta Rollins. Outlets the pass to Proper. Proper dribbles under a minute to play in the second quarter. Proper lost it, and Hackett gets the steal. Layup by Hackett off the glass is going to be good. J.C. Hackett has 3 points, her first field goal. Press on, 34-22 West Holmes, 40 seconds to go in the half. And now McMillan across the timeline, timeout called by West Holmes. 41 seconds to play in the second, West Holmes 34, Worcester 22. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
Stop by the jewelry store to see the large selection of diamond earrings in different styles, along with sterling silver to 14-karat gold jewelry. They have a wide range of merchandise for you. That's the jewelry store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. West Holmes ball out of the timeout. Joel Brown inbounds it to Briar Klein. 40 seconds and counting in the half. West Holmes has the ball and a 12-point lead. Briar Klein on the right wing. Picks it up, looking, pass inside, goes to Greta Rollins, she'll back it in. Kicks it out top to Proper. Proper's three-pointers up in the air, going to be no good that time. Rebound, she's down by Topovsky. Generals ball, here's Hackett across the timeline. 20 seconds. Hackett, back near midcourt, crossover to the foul line. Picks the left corner, three-pointer by Correll, going to be no good that time. Rebound, out of bounds. And it'll be West Holmes ball with 9.5 seconds to go. And Avi Unger back in for Kara McMillan. Willie Timko, 5'10 freshman, checking in for Worcester.
Plenty of time for West Holmes to get a good shot here.
Yeah, pass goes to Yoder. Now to Klein across the timeline. 5 seconds. Alton Proper. Down to 2 seconds. The left wing back to Briar Klein. Klein, three-pointer by Klein up in the air. Going to be no good at the buzzer. And that'll close out the first half. The rebound went to Correll. And a halftime score. It is West Holmes 34 and Worcester 22. Back around the recap the first half for you on WKLM.
When shopping for insurance, you want to know that you aren't just another customer and that your agent cares about the local community. At Hobrins Insurance Service, we've been serving our community one person at a time for more than 30 years. To make sure our customers' auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we've partnered with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group to protect what matters most to you. Give us a call at 800-340-3767. We can recommend the best coverages from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
At Pomeranian Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomeranian is just around the corner. Find a location at pomeranianhospital.org.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for January is Chipotle Chicken Pizza.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It is halftime from the Dungeon, where the cake auction is continuing to go on here at West Holmes. West Holmes does have a 34-22 advantage at the half. The Lady Knights led 15-11 after one. They outscored Worcester 19-11 in the second. And West Holmes that 12-point lead at halftime at 34-22. For West Holmes in the first half, leading the way for them, one player was in double figures. That was Briar Klein, already in double figures for the 12th time on the season. For Briar Klein, she was 2-for-4 on three-point tries, 0-for-2 from two-point range, and also 4-for-4 for the foul line. Briar Klein had 10 first-half points. Also, Avion Yoder in the first half, 1-for-2 from three-point distance, 2-for-3 from two-point range, 1-for-3 from the foul line. Aviana had 8 points, and Zelina Proper in that first half, she was 2-for-4 from beyond the arc, 1-for-4 from two-point range. Proper also had 8 points. Also, 4 points apiece for Joel Brown as well as Greta Rollins, running out the West Holmes total of 34. For Worcester leading the way, that was Amelia Correll. Correll was 2-for-5 from long distance, 1-for-1 from two-point range for her total of 8 points. While Brooke Ritchie, she came in averaging almost 19 a game. Ritchie in the first half of this game, 1-for-3 on three-point tries, 0-for-2 from two-point range, 2-for-2 from the foul line. Brooke Ritchie had 5 first half points. Also 3 points apiece for J.C. Hackett as well as Carolyn Green and Camille Lyons. 1 point scored by Avery Topaski, running out the Generals total of 22. Halftime score, West Holmes 34 and Worcester 22. Now with the first half team numbers, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Matt. From behind the arc, Worcester 4 of 10 for 40%. West Holmes 5 of 14 for 38%. 2-point field goals, Worcester 3 of 11, 27%. West Holmes 7 of 19, 37%. From the charity stripe, Worcester 4 of 6 for 67%. West Holmes 5 of 7 for 71%. Total rebounds, West Holmes is leading that with 23 compared to Worcester 16. Total turnovers, Worcester 12, West Holmes 8.
And for West Holmes, individually in the first half, it was 5 rebounds by Avi Gunner. She had 3 at the offensive end. Also 4 boards for Cryer Klein. She had 2 offensive and 4 rebounds also for Selena Proper. And for Worcester on the other end, for them in the first half, 2 rebounds apiece for Avery Topaski as well as Brooke Ritchie, and also 2 boards for Carolyn Green for the Worcester Lady Generals. Halftime score, West Holmes, a 34-22 lead over Worcester and able to shoot the ball pretty well in the first half.
Yeah, they shared the ball really well. Zelina Proper, still, she's on fire. It's been the last couple games, she's sort of upped her scoring. But she's shooting with confidence, playing with a lot of confidence. And they're seeing her and they're finding her, and she's shooting it well. But the big thing right now for Worcester is their 12 turnovers that they got. And they've only had, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say 7 attempts from the field. No, 21 attempts from the field. 7 out of 21 from the field. That's all they've shot. West Holmes doing a really good job of contesting their shots and keeping them out of the paint.
Keeping out of the paint defensively, so the defense certainly is there. We talked about the offense here and the shooters doing well, but part of that also is doing a good job getting the ball inside the Aviana, and she's been able to find their shooters on the kickback.
Oh, absolutely. And then you have that inside-out game, and that's crucial, especially come down tournament time. If you have that threat inside to where they've got to go get double-teamed, and when she does get double-teamed, kick it back out for that open person, that's going to pay dividends. And West Holmes, I know they've had 4 second chance opportunities to get the ball, just an offensive rebound for putbacks, and one of the putbacks was an and one. So that's 9 points right there for West Holmes.
And you mentioned the defense here. Brooke Ritchie came in averaging 19 a game here, and so far holding her to 5 points in the first half, so doing a good job on her.
Very good job. She's only attempted 5 field goals in the first half, and that's something to say for West Holmes. That means that's how many few touches that she's got, because when she gets the ball, she's really strong with the dribble, and she can get to the hole a lot, but she hasn't been able to touch the ball much at all.
And that's all added up to a 12-point advantage for West Holmes at the half against West Holmes 34 and Worcester 22. Reminder, this game is being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxton Communication team of Jacob Henning and Logan McPeak. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage of tonight's game. And also we're on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. It is Phoenix Price back at the studio. Reminder, West Holmes, their next game will be on Saturday at Mansfield Senior. Worcester, they'll play on next Thursday, February 6th, a week from now, in a game on the road against Lexington. Again, the halftime score, it is West Holmes 34 and Worcester 22. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
Bowman & Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church. Others are coaching youth. And some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric. Always here for their members. Always here for their community.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes and surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Get country living at its finest at 9130 Township Road 304 in Millersburg. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $290,000. This is a four-bedroom, one-bath property with a nice breezeway that leads to a kitchen and dining area. The master bedroom is on the main floor, along with the bathroom. Upstairs, you will find three bedrooms, along with some storage areas. As you walk out onto the patio, you'll see a stocked pond that is ready for your fishing adventures. A large shop garage is attached to the home and could be used in a variety of ways. For more information, or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Michael Miller at 330-473-3037 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Just about ready for the start of the second half of action. Again, Matt Croy alongside Don Hall for tonight's broadcast. And reminder, coming up on Friday, tomorrow night, it'll be West Holmes at Worcester. That's right, it'll be at Worcester tomorrow night for the boys' version. It'll be video live streaming that game as well, of course, for you on tomorrow night. Your time about 7 o'clock for that on Friday. Saturday, we'll have high school wrestling, the regional state duels for West Holmes, hosted here in the dungeon. So don't miss that. It'll be on YouTube for the coverage for that as well. Match time, 10 o'clock. We'll be around on the coverage around 9:50 a.m. For Saturday morning. And we'll have girls basketball in the afternoon, the West Holmes Mansfield senior game, airtime around 12:05 for that. And also Saturday evening, we have boys basketball, Highland against Harvest Prep at the Battle at the Berkey at Smithville, airtime for that right around 6:05. All ready for the second half in action. West Holmes win out at first at side court. Joel Brown out there, Selena Proper, Briar Klein, Greta Rollins, and Aviani Goder. For Worcester, J.C. Hackett, Brooke Ritchie, Amelia Correll, Avery Toposki, and Anna Melrose. West Holmes ball going from right to left. Here's Selena Proper across the timeline. Her pass inside going to be out of bounds. Tried to find Aviana, but instead ball thrown wide and out of bounds. And no turnover to start things off their night.
That's not the way you really designed it that you wanted, but just come down here and get a stop and everything will be okay.
Generals going from left to right with it. Here's Correll across the timeline. Pass out top, to deflected away. And chased down across the midcourt line. And a turnover, a half-court violation on Worcester and Anna Melrose. And for their coach, Alex Casier, seeing that he was deflected by West Holmes, but there's going to be a turnover instead.
I mean, that's where one turnover start the second half for each team. So we'll try this again.
Kind of restart things here. Lady Knights to win that just into the front court on the far side. Brown's pass goes to Briar Klein. And Proper with it high on the right. Back to Klein on the left wing. Nice look inside goes to Brown. Her layup is going to be no good. Rebound by Rollins. Putback by Rollins is going to be good. It's just Aviana Yoder got the putback. Well, she has him.
Another putback for Aviana Yoder.
36-22 West Holmes. Generals basketball. Hackett on the left wing. Dribbles it to the foul line. Back in the corner goes to Correll. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Hackett inside the paint. Her perfect left hand. That's no good. Rebound is snatched away by Greta Rollins. Westall's ball, Proper with it across the timeline, and a 14-point lead. Klein back to Proper, high on the right. She'll dribble it back in the corner. Goes to Jewel Brown. Dribbles at top of the key. Brown to the foul line. On the left wing, the Rollins into the corner. Here's Proper to the baseline. Cross-court pass, right corner, goes to Breyer Klein. Her three-pointer going to be in and out. No good, but she was knocked to the floor. That'll be a foul on the three-point shooting attempt from the far corner. And that'll be a foul on Topofsky.
I'm going to go to the charity stripe and get that 3 points the hard way.
No doubt. So three free throws, Breyer Klein. She already has 10 points on the night. And that free throw's up, it's going to be good. First of three coming her way. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Pomeranian Hospital. And Phoenix Price reporting on all the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Second free throw also good. And West Holmes has raised their lead now to 38-22. That free throw up, that's going to be good as well. West Holmes has scored the first 5 points of the third quarter, up 39-22. Generals basketball into the front court. Here's Correll. Bounce pass out top, received by Anna Melrose on the left wing to Hackett. Hackett to the foul line, to the lane. Run by Hackett up there. No good off the rim. Rebound juggled, grabbed by Greta Rollins. Westall's ball. Here's Proper across the timeline. Now to Brown on the left wing. Brown drive, run by Brown up there. No good. Rebound by Aviani Utter, who put back no good that time. Rebound out of bounds off of Worcester, however, and Westall's will keep the basketball.
Yeah, I'll tell you that's Aviana Yoder's fifth offensive rebound tonight.
Really hitting those boards. And now Proper to inbound. Does so to Klein, out top to Rollins, right wing to Joel Brown. Brown dribbles it, back out top Proper. On the left wing, here's Aviana Yoder for a three-pointer. That's going to be no good, missed everything. Rebound saved by Klein, but into the hands of Topofsky. So the Generals will have it. Correll across the timeline on the right wing. Runner by Correll, high in the air, deflected, goes out of bounds off of West Holmes, and the Worcester will have the ball beneath their own backboard. And checking in will be a 5'9 junior Camille Lyons and replacing Anna Melrose. Worcester has yet to score so far in the third quarter. 6 minutes to play. Embedded the Lyons on the right wing. Out of the foul line. Back to the corner, three-pointer by Hackett goes up in the air. That's going to be off the mark. Rebound, batted away, and chased down by Greta Rollins. Westall's ball passed over to Klein across the timeline. Breyer Klein passed inside. Nice look over to Rollins. Her shot no good, though. Rebound grabbed by Greta Rollins. Takes the left wing back to Proper. Her three-pointer is going to be good. Roper, you said it, Don, red hot tonight.
It is just starting to click for her offensively the last few games.
She has 11, 42-22 West Holmes. The first quarter, first now 8 points of this third quarter. Generals ball. Here's Topofsky out top, the handoff to Lyons. Lyons to the foul line, to the lane. Her layup off the last, no good. Rebound in the hands of Proper. Proper on the fast break. Dribbles it to the foul line. Proper, drive. Shopping Proper can be off the rim. No good, but she drew a foul. And they'll send Zelina Proper to the foul line to shoot two.
Well, good job of Zelina to push the ball down the court and get Worcester sort of a little bit lollygagging down that way.
And that's the second personal on Brooke Ritchie. Second team foul on Worcester. Proper, 11 points. That free throw up going to be good right there. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Threaded Ink Player of the Game as that player receives a free T-shirt, courtesy of Threaded Ink, custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesdale. In for the first time for West Holmes, Maddie Fair, a 5'5 sophomore. McMillan also checking in. That free throw up going to be good as well by Proper. Now has 5 points for the quarter. 44-22 West Holmes. Generals had the ball. They have still yet to score in this quarter. Ritchie with it high on the right, dribbles it out top. 5 minutes to play in the third. Ritchie to the foul line, to the lane. Her shot going to be good, but wave it off, no. It will be indeed an offensive foul. Drawing that charge was Breyer Klein.
Anytime she gets that ball, there's obviously going to be the girl guard, but there's other girls that are sitting in those driving lanes, and she's just trying to get to the hoop somehow, some way, and Greta Rawls took a front, took that charge.
No breathing room. It's a third personal on Ritchie. 13 foul on the Generals. An offensive foul. That ball embedded against the press, knocked into bounds. And West Holmes will do it once again. Little discussion here at the scorer's table after that last play. But West Holmes has scored the first 10 points of this third quarter. embedded against that 1-2-2 press. Here's Klein. Kirkcrest goes cross-court in the front court now over to Matty Fair. Has it stolen away. West Holmes their 10th turnover. It'll be Richie across the timeline. Dribbles it right wing. Richie, three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Zelina Proper. Proper in the backcourt. Double-teamed immediately. Bumped and fouled, though. And doing a cartwheel that time after the foul was Kara Cannon. Foul is on. 14 foul on Worcester. Cannon has her foul. That'll be her first. But, again, you got to love the way West Holmes has come out here in this third quarter.
Yeah, they have. And third quarter has actually been a little bit of an Achilles heel for them. But now they're making do.
Into the front court. Here's Klein with it for West Holmes. Out top to McMillan. Left corner is Zelina Proper. Proper to the baseline. Her cross-court pass received out top by Klein. On the left point to McMillan. Three-pointer up in the air by McMillan. Going to be knocked down. Great ball movement. West Holmes knocks it down.
That's how you get the ball moving right there. Everybody made that extra pass that they should have.
Kara McMillan, her first 3 points of the night. 47-22 West Holmes. Drive by Richie. Pass goes to the corner. Three-pointer up in the air. Going to be no good by Carolyn Green. Goes out of bounds. It'll be off of Worcester, and West Holmes going to hand the ball. West Holmes has outscored Worcester 13-0 so far in the third. 4 minutes to play. In the backcourt against the press, here's Brian Klein back to Proper. Into the front court, pass deflected and grabbed by Ava Yoder to McMillan. Drive by Brian Klein. Her pass, nice dump pass inside to Aviana. She'll make it in and a foul, Aviana Yoder.
A beautiful pass by Brian Klein. Good penetration, good dish, and Aviana taking up strong and getting an and one.
15 foul Worcester in the quarter as well. Now Aviana Yoder, a chance for a three-point play. Second personal on Cannon. Free throw no good. Rebound grabbed by Lyons. Generals basketball. Lyons. Pass right wing goes to Hackett. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Aviana Yoder. Worcester still scoreless in the quarter. Maddie Thayer in the front court. Pass goes to Zelina Proper. She's double-teamed. Dribbles it. Proper hits the pass off. Going to be batted away and stolen by Hackett. Chance of poke loose. Goes out of bounds, but off of Briar Klein's hands. It'll stay with the Generals.
That was West Holmes' 11th turnover tonight.
And timeout called. 3:21 to go in the third. 49-22 West Holmes. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM.
Your home is where life happens. At Keim, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Keim Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio, or online at keimhome.com. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
West Holmes with the big lead here in the third quarter. Out of the timeout, Worcester has the inbounds pass. Brooke Ritchie inbounds it to Amelia Correll. Now over to Carolyn Green on the left point. Green's pass goes far side. Now dribbling out top is Brooke Ritchie with the basketball. Gets it over to Topomsky. Her hand off. Back over to Kara Cannon. Knocked loose and stolen away. Now up to 15 turnovers for Worcester on the night. Here's Briar Klein's pass to Proper. Back in the corner now to Aviana Yoder. Takes it to the baseline. Her crosser pass to Klein. Klein holds onto it. Pass inside goes to Aviana. Her cross-court pass received now by Maddie Fair. Back in the corner to McMillan. McMillan to the baseline. Dumps inside, goes to Aviana. Her layup is going to be good.
A beautiful pass by Kara McMillan to Aviana Yoder for the finish.
Aviana, she has 6 points in the quarter, 14 for the ballgame. 51-22 West Holmes. And going to be a held ball on the drive to the basket. There'll be arrow pointing to Worcester. They'll keep the basketball as West Holmes have a few players checking in. It'll be Roy Wilcox in for West Holmes. Also out there is going to be Mari Patterson as well, checking in for the Lady Knights.
I believe Lutley Brown came in as well there.
Brown, a 5'7 junior. 51-22. West Holmes has scored, outscoring Worcester 17-0 in this quarter. Inbound in the corner, grabbed by Hackett, dribbles it out top, and now the dribble right wing by Richie. Richie, layup off the glass, no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Lily Brown. Long pass by Brown, going to be deflected, and passed inside of Roy Wilcox. Her layup is going to be good. Grabbed by Maddie Fair, she got the pass to Wilcox. She finished the job. Wilcox, her first two, 53-22 West Holmes. 2:10 to play in the third. Generals ball. Drive to the foul line. Cannon scoop shot off last. Going to be no good. But she'll be fouled inside by Mari Patterson. That'll send her to the foul line to shoot two.
Well, she did a good job coming off that screen out there and right down the middle. Good solid good penetration drive by her.
Kara Cannon, 5'3", freshman at the charity stripe. See, she can get Worcester on the board for the first time in this quarter. That free throw is going to be no good, however. Again, at the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Threaded Ink player of the game. That player receives a free T-shirt, courtesy of Threaded Ink, custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. That free throw going to be good. Got the bounce. Kara Cannon, that's her first point tonight. Again, the first point of the quarter for Worcester. Vestals beat the pressure. Pass inside, going to move over to Lily Brown. Her shot going to be no good as she goes to the floor, and that'll be Worcester basketball. 53-23, West Holmes. Half-court defense applied. Brooke Ritchie now to the front court. Her pass, her out on the right wing. Back to Ritchie. Her three-pointer goes up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound, chased down near side by Lily Brown. Back to McMillan. McMillan dribbles it. Back over in the dribble across the timeline. Here's Mari Patterson. Patterson gets the pass in the hands of McMillan near the midcourt line. 1:25 to play. Ball poke loose. McMillan grabs it again. Takes it back in the front court at the right wing. It's a bounce pass. Back out top. Wilcox in the corner. Lily Brown, her three-pointer up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound juggled. And finally, tracked down by Worcester on the board by Anna Melrose. Here's Ritchie with the Latino layup. That's going to be good. Brooke Ritchie, she has seven. She's had to work hard for it tonight. Timeout call, 102 to play in the third. A 53-25 West Holmes lead. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash plan and take care of outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube on State Route 83 in Millersburg. And Donnie, look at the way West Holmes has played tonight. You got to love the way they come out, really, and been aggressive throughout the night, and really a huge third quarter as well.
That's good, and it's always good to get that great start. Normally, that first 3 minutes of that third quarter is going to dictate a lot, and it's going to dictate a lot for West Holmes tonight because they went, I mean, just head over heels. I think, what was it, a 17-0?
Yeah.
Something like that.
17-0. Run. Absolutely. West Holmes has the ball out of the timeout. It's that full court pressure. McMillan picks it up. Her pass into the hands of Brown. Into the front court now, grabbed by Wilcox. Drive to lane. Wilcox bumped. Shut up there. No good by Wilcox. Rebound. Going to be 5-4. Going to be tied up. Hell ball arrow does point, though, to West Holmes. 49 seconds to play in the third, and to inbound the basketball, going to be Mari Patterson. 5-3 freshman, inbounds in the quarter, going to be saved by Brown. Good hustle that time, keeps it in play. Here's McMillan out top. Now the drive by Maddie Fair to the foul line, pass inside, picked up by Brown. She'll fall down again, throws it away. There's the steal. Generals basketball in transition. Runner up in the air going to be no good on that shot by Topovsky. It'll be West Holmes basketball with 28 seconds to play in the third. Inbounded to Mari Patterson. Back to McMillan in the backcourt. Across the timeline goes to Maddie Fair. Back to McMillan. McMillan shovels it in the corner, goes to Brown. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound picked up now by J.C. Hackett. 13 seconds. Hackett to the front court. On the right wing, back to the corner. Double team. Pass inside goes to Topovsky. On the left wing. Head fake. Ball knocked away. Stolen away by Mari Patterson. Patterson shot at midcourt. Going to be no good. At the buzzer. And through three quarters from the dungeon, it is West Holmes 53 and Worcester 25. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg.
New percentages, but there they are.
West Holmes that score. Worcester 19-3 in the third quarter. It opened up the 53-25 advantage to begin the fourth quarter of action. And we'll get to those third quarter numbers here in a moment. It'll be Worcester basketball to begin the fourth quarter of play. With it out top, the handoff goes on the dribble. Now by Lily Temko. Temko's shot no good. Rebound grabbed by Greta Rollins. And she has it ripped away. And the shot going to be no good by Peyton Garber, who got the steal. The shot by Garber, no good. Rebound goes to Proper. Bestol's ball. Proper across the timeline. Her cross-court pass goes right side and a Breyer Klein. Klein to the baseline. Her layup off the last, no good. Rebound by Avi on the other. Her putback left hand, that's no good. Rebound to the four. Saved by Toposki and grabbed by Greta Rollins in the corner. Nice look by Avi Hunter. She'll find Breyer Klein. Her layup inside left hand. That's going to be good. Breyer Klein has 15. West Olds now 55-25 advantage. Worcester has the ball. J.C. Hackett out top. She'll dribble it to the corner. Backs it up. Hackett, three-pointer, goes up in the air. Going to be knocked down.
Hackett one for three tonight behind the arc.
She has 6 points, 55-28 West Holmes. Now to Breyer Klein on the backcourt to Joel Brown. Brown dribbles it across the timeline. They hand off to Breyer Klein. Her cross-court pass goes to Proper. Proper to the baseline. Wraparound pass goes to Brown. Out top to Breyer Klein. Knocked to the floor. Move after. Going to be a held ball. Arrow does stay with West Holmes. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Don Hall, where West Holmes was 2 for 6 from beyond the arc. Worcester 0 for 6. West Holmes 4 for 10 from 2-point range for 40%. Worcester 1 for 6. West Holmes 5 for 6 from the foul line. Worcester was 1 for 2. West Holmes out-rebounding Worcester 14 to 6 in that third quarter, and each team had 4 turnovers. West Holmes ball in the fourth, three-pointer by Proper up, and they're going to be good again.
You can just see the confidence in that shot right there.
That's good news for West Holmes. Proper now 16 points on the night, 58-28 Lady Knights. Generals basketball, here's Hackett to the foul line. And in the corner, I think it was the pass to Green. Green drive, runner by Green, off the rim, that's no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Greta Rollins. Down to Proper, West Holmes ball. Proper across the timeline. Has a poke loose on the floor. It'll be stolen away. Then a held ball after the steal. Arrow points to Worcester. West Holmes will have their 14th turnover.
I'll tell you one thing. Worcester is not giving up. They're still out there playing hard. Coach Casseri's got them playing extremely hard right now.
Yes, he is. Playing hard, pressing. And they've got it with 6 minutes to play. And J.C. Hackett into the front court. Goes over to Green out top. Back in the left wing. Out top, here's the dribble by Peyton Garber to the corner. Back at the left point, back to Green. Green dribbles the top of the key. Into the hands now, the dribble by Temko. Back in the corner. Drive to the foul line. Out top, back to Peyton Garber. Garber drive lane. Goes crashing in there. Some contact and offensive foul, I do believe, right?
I believe Breyer Klein took that one.
Indeed, she did, so... Worcester the first turnover, and you got to love that. Despite a big lead, still willing to take that charge.
30-point difference and still willing to take a charge in the fourth quarter. That's great.
Any coach will take that. Proper with the pass goes to Klein for West Holmes. They'll beat the press, so the crosser pass to Proper. Proper, nice look inside of cutting the teammate. That's got Aviana Yoder who makes it up and in.
Boy, fantastic pass. Good cut by Aviana. Nice finish.
She has 16. 60-28 lead for West Holmes. Pass to the right wing. Going to be a turnover as it goes out of bounds on the near side. And Worcester now up to 18 turnovers on the night. And you mentioned the cut and West Holmes, the passing tonight. Just outstanding passing for West Holmes, as well as moving without the basketball.
And it's just fantastic. They're fighting in the open girl, and they're willing to share the ball so extremely well tonight and making that extra pass that needs to be made.
West Holmes the ball in the first front court. Here's the dribble by Mari Patterson to the baseline. Double team. Knocked loose. Going to be out of bounds off of Worcester. Yeah, West Holmes inbound now beneath the room backboard. Mari Patterson. Inbounds into the corner. Goes to Kara McMillan. McMillan to the lane. Back in the corner. Goes over to three-pointer by Mari Patterson. It's going to be no good. Rebound put back by Lily Brown. No good. Goes out of bounds off of Worcester's hands. And again, West Holmes will have the ball. Into the game for so line change for the Generals checking in. Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Pomeran Hospital. Again, the Phoenix Price reporting on air all the area basketball scores for you. Patterson inbounds it to the right wing, goes over to Rory Wilcox. Wilcox to the foul line. Out top pass goes to Maddie Fair. On the left wing, back to McMillan. She'll find Wilcox with it high on the right. 5'7", sophomore. Back to McMillan along the perimeter. Dribbles it to the foul line. Runner by McMillan. Going to be no good, but she will draw a foul. Blocking foul inside. Going to be called on Brooke Ritchie.
That's what West Holmes wants to do. Take some time off the clock. Got the ball reversed three or four times. And now they're shooting easy shots from the charity stripe.
Making all the right moves. And that free throw up in the air going to be no good on the first attempt. By Karen McMillan. She does have 3 points tonight. That free throw going to be no good. Rebound fought for. Picked up by Camille Lyons. Generals ball down 60-28. 4.5 to play. Richie's pass out top to Lyons. Gets the handoff. Cross court pass now received by Anna Melrose. 3-pointer player by Amelia Correll. That's no good. Rebound going to be fought for. And going to be what? Going to be held ball. Brown had the basketball. The arrow does point to West Holmes.
I'll tell you what, for little as Lily Brown has played, she has 4 rebounds.
She's hustling, hitting the floor. Going for loose balls. West Holmes to the front court. Grand now by Rory Wilcox. Back to Carrick McMillan. On the right point, back to Mary Patterson. Patterson to the foul line. Cross-court pass left side goes to Wilcox. Her three-pointer is good. Rory Wilcox knocks it down from deep.
5th West Holmes lady night to knock one down behind the arc tonight.
She has 5 points as well. Ball poke, loose grab. Back in the quarter, three-pointer goes up, and they're going to be knocked down from the far side.
I believe that was Swiger, wasn't it?
I believe so. Audrey Swiger get that bucket. West Holmes ball pass inside goes to Brown. Brown in the paint, going to be up in the air, no good. In traffic. Rebound going to be picked up. After the foul call, that was a rebound grab by Anna Melrose. And Patterson got her first personal, first team foul on the Lady Knights. Running clock now, 3:13 and counting. Yeah, keep in mind, this was a three-point ball game through three quarters in the, over at Worcester, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
A 10-point win for West Holmes there, but a big win tonight. That pass goes right side, drive by Richie. Her layup off the glass is good. For Richie now, 9 points, 63-33 West Holmes. Now the dribble, pass front court. Pass inside goes to from Fair to Lily Brown. Brown shot in the paint, going to be up in the air. That's no good. Rebound the Lions. Generals ball, here's Brooke Richie in transition. Spins around, her shot left hand is good. 63-35, 2.5 to go. Into the front court, tracked down by Maddie Fair. She'll throw it away. The steal by Amelia Correll. Knocked loose by Brown. Got the steal, but then they call the foul. And that's the second team foul by Stolz. Brown with her first personal. And it'll be Richie to inbound at near side of the backcourt. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the FedEx player of the game. That player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of FedEx Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville. Hannah Troyer checking in, 5'5 senior for West Holmes. Also, Cassidy Holosek, she's a 5'3 junior as well in the game. Worcester ball. Here's Correll. In the corner, 3-point by Swagger. Going to be no good that time. The rebound going to be picked up by Holosek. Has the puck loose out of bounds after the rebound by Rowan Holosek, the 5'3 junior. Inbounds it to Mari Patterson. Pass goes right corner. Now the dribble to the foul line. Back out top. Rowan Holosek inside the paint. Pass inside. Going to be deflected. On the four. Dove after. And going to be another held ball. Arrow points the other way to Worcester.
A minute 44 to go in the game, and there's people just diving all over the floor. That's great. That is really, really great.
Still scrapping. Half-court defense applied by West Holmes as Worcester will have it. It'll be Amelia Correll to the front court. Out top of the pass goes to Anna Melrose. Three-pointer from the corner goes up, and they're going to be knocked down from that far side. And that was by Zilly Phillips. A steal in the bucket, also knocked down by Worcester after that steal. Makes it 6-3-40 the ball, the score. And that'll be a bucket by Amelia Correll.
Correll.
1:26 to play. Correll's free throw going to be good. And she has 11 points, 63-41, and going to be, the clock didn't start here, yeah, says the official. Inbound and down near side of the backcourt by Ella Willard, 5'6", junior for West Holmes in the game. Pass deflected in the front court, grab on the left wing. She's down by Rowan Holosek to the corner. And a timeout will be called. 1:16 to go, 63-41 West Holmes. This is Girls OCC Basketball at WKLM.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon in the old-fashioned smokehouse, uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. Stop in and see all the products that they offer. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
15 points by Briar Klein.
West Holmes ball out of the timeout. It'd be Mari Patterson to win, Ben. Into the corner. Three-pointer by Rowan Howell. Second to be no good. And snatched away on the board by Lyons. Worcester ball on the fast break. Lyons pass goes inside. Layup going to be off the glass. And it's going to be good. That'd be grabbed by Audrey Swigert, who got that bucket. 100 minutes to go. Pass the corner goes to Mari Patterson. Picks it up. Patterson gets the pass to the four. Knocked down. Picked back up with 45 seconds. Knocked away in the steal again, but the foul called. Tripped up by Rowan Holosek. So Holosek, after the turnover, will get the foul. That'll be her first 13 foul, West Holmes. Again, getting some players in here, Don, get an opportunity to get some action here on the floor for West Holmes.
Yeah, absolutely. And in front of this nice crowd, that means speaks volumes for some of these JV players.
43.6 seconds to play. Lily Tudor, 5'6 sophomore, she'll inbound it for the Generals. And Manson out top. Lyons to the foul line. To the lane. Poke loose. A reach and foul will be called. So West Holmes will get that foul. It'll be on Cassidy Holosek.
This will be Lyons' first trip to the charity stripe tonight.
Could be a Lyons. 5'9 junior. Lines it up. She has 2 points. The free throw going to be no good. And lines up her second free throw attempt. And that is going to be no good. Rebound. It'll be corralled by Rowan Holosek. Final 35 seconds. On the left wing. Back to Rowan Holosek. Her layup off the glass. It's going to be no good. Left hand rebound put back is going to be good. However, And that was Ella Willer with that bucket. Her first two of the night. 65-43 West Holmes, 19 seconds to go. Three-pointer by Swaggart, no good. Rebound hauled in by Rowan Halasek. The dribble now by Cassidy Halasek across the timeline. 8 seconds to go. Back to Rowan. Cross-court pass received now by Rowan Halasek. Looks it inside, and that'll do it here for the game. West Holmes get the win by the final score of 65-43. West Holmes will improve the record now to 8-10. They won two in a row. They're 6-5 in the OCC. Worcester dropping to 3-16 overall and 1-10 in the Ohio Cardinal Conference. They now lost 7 games in a row. Again, the final score tonight from the Dungeon. It was West Holmes 65 and Worcester 43. Back to wrap it up after this on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community. Don't wait for game day. Tackle these deals now, all this week at Rudy's IGA. Get boneless, skinless Gerber's chicken tenders for $4.88 a pound, 81% fresh ground chuck for $3.98 a pound, and USDA inspected assorted pork chops for $1.89 a pound. They also have USDA Choice Boneless English Roast for $4.98 a pound, USDA Choice Boneless English Steak for $5.18 a pound, Family Pack Herbers Party Wings for $2.99 a pound, USDA Choice Boneless Ribeye Steak for $14.98 a pound, and 12-ounce package of Seal Wild Pink Salmon for $3.99. It's all now through Sunday at Rudy's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg. When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Creek Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Creek Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Creek Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your life. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. They are experienced professionals that will quickly and safely rid your home of pests from bed bugs and ants to spiders and rodents. They use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure your home is pest-free and safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call Holmes Pest Control today at 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
It was all West Holmes tonight from the Dungeon as they get a key OCC victory tonight, 65-43 over Worcester. West Holmes led 15-11 after one, and they would outscore the Generals 19-11 in the second and had a 12-point lead at 35-22 at halftime and never looked back from there. West Holmes outscoring Worcester 19-3 in the third to open up a 53-25-3 through three quarters, and West Holmes got the victory 65-43 over Worcester on the night. For West Holmes, they had three players in double figures, as leading the way for them was Aviana Yoder as well as Zelina Proper for Aviana in a double figures for the 13th time of the season, just 3 points shy of tying her season high. She was 1-for-3 from three-point distance. She was also 6-for-10 from two-point range, 1-for-4 from the foul line. Aviana Yoder had 16 points. Also, Zelina Proper in double figures for the second time of the year, just 1 point shy of tying her season high. And of course, the other season high, that was against Worcester earlier this year. Proper was 4 for 6 from long distance, 1 for 4 from two-point range, and also 2 for 2 from the foul line. Proper finished up with 16 points. And also, Brian Klein was in double figures for the third time of the year. And for Klein, just 4 points away for tying her season high. Klein was 2 for 5 from beyond the arc, 1 for 4 from two-point range, 7 for 7 for the foul line. Brian Klein had 15. Also, 4 points apiece for Joel Brown and Greta Rollins. 5 points scored by Rory Wilcox off the bench. 3 points for Kara McMillan, and 2 points scored by Ella Willard, running out the West Holmes total of 65. For Worcester, leading the way for them, they had two players in double figures. It was Brooke Ritchie and Amelia Correll. Ritchie, who came in averaging just under 19 points per game, finished up with 11 points in all on the night. Ritchie was 1 of 5 on 3-point tries, 3 for 6 from 2-point range, 2 for 2 from the foul line. Ritchie had 11 points, and also Amelia Correll was 2 for 7 from long distance, 2 for 3 from 2-point range, and 1 for 1 for the foul line. Correll finished up with 11 points. 6 points also scored by J.C. Hackett, as well as 2 points for Audrey Swaggart, 3 points for Carolyn Green, and also 3 points apiece for Alice Kirchhoffer, and also Zoe Phillips scoring the 3 points as well, and also 2 points scored by Camille Lyons, 1 for Kara Cannon, running out the 43-point total for Worcester. Final score, West Holmes 65 and Worcester 43. Now with the final team numbers, here's Don Hall.
Thank you, Matt. From behind the arc, Worcester 7 of 22, 32%. West Holmes 9 of 24, 38%. 2-point field goals, Worcester 8 of 25, 32%. West Holmes 14 of 38, 37%. From the charity stripe, Worcester 6 of 11 for 55%. West Holmes was 10 of 15 for 67%. Total rebounds, West Holmes wins that convincingly, 52 to Worcester's 28. And both teams with 18 turnovers.
Individual leaders for West Holmes rebounding-wise, Avion Yoder had 6 offensive rebounds, and she would finish up with 9 rebounds for the game, so just then very close to getting the double-double tonight. And also Greta Wallace, she had 10 rebounds, 5 came at the offensive end. Also 7 rebounds for Zelina Proper, 4 boards for Briar Klein, 2 came at the offensive end, and 4 rebounds for Lily Brown. For Worcester, it was 3 rebounds apiece for Avery Topofsky, as well as Anna Melrose, and also 3 boards for J.C. Hackett. Final score, West Holmes wins at 65-43. West Holmes with the win tonight, Don, really an impressive performance.
Very impressive performance. The way they shared the ball, the way they shot the ball, the way they played defense. They kept Worcester totally out of the middle until the fourth quarter when some of the subs came in. But it just a very impressive game. They're starting to peak at the right time. That's 2 games in a row where they've actually come out and done what they really truly needed to do to execute to win the game.
Great to see that. Funnick player of the game, I can't decide. I'm just going to go with the three-headed monster tonight. Go all 3 of them. Why not? Zelina Proper, Avion Yoder, Briar Klein. I can't decide. The all 3 kind of stepped in and really did the job tonight.
They did a fantastic job. And this year, going forward, starting for the first game up until recently, it's always been that two-headed monster. Okay, it's been Avion and Briar Klein. You can always count on them to get their double figures, But here's Zelina. We've been waiting on her, but she's been sort of, concentrating on handling the ball, and that's what she's sort of done. But here she's added some points to it now. She's starting to get on fire, knocking the 3 down. So now she's somebody that you're going to have to take sort of consideration. She's a threat now, so that's going to open up things for Avion inside, maybe even Greta Rollins, or even Briar from a penetration standpoint of things. So her scoring some points, Lena scoring some points, this is just going to open up a whole different avenue for West Holmes.
Really is huge, and you talked about here, able to kind of make that turn that corner at the right time here, Don, with tournaments right around the corner here, and you feel like you can kind of hit your stride going into postseason play.
Oh, absolutely, and I look forward to see what's going to happen there Saturday. It's another one. It's over at Mansfield Senior. It's never easy to play over at Mansfield Senior. I don't care what the record is. But you better come ready to play, and then just keep on pumping it out. They're hitting the right stride right now, and they need to keep that going. And they got a couple tough games coming up after senior. They've got Norway and they've got Triway, so there's some good ones out there. But they're peaking at the right time.
Certainly are. Again, that's the voice of Don Hall. West Holmes gets the win tonight, 65-43, the night where they had the, of course, the cake auction this evening. And West Holmes goes to 8-10 with a victory, 6-5 in the OCC, the 1-2 straight. They'll be playing on Saturday. It'll be a road game against Mansfield Senior, as Don talked about. Worcester with the loss drops to 3-16 overall, 1-10 in the OCC. They'll lost 7 straight. They'll play on next Thursday, a week from now, in a game at Lexington. As for us, we'll have boys basketball tomorrow night, the boys version. There'll be West Holmes at Worcester, though, tomorrow night. Airtime around 7 o'clock for that. And then Saturday, I mentioned high school wrestling, the state team regional duels. West Holmes gets the host that from the dungeon. We're putting that on, live streaming that on YouTube on Saturday. Airtime on YouTube around 9:50 a.m. and match time about 10 o'clock. Also on Saturday, girls basketball in the afternoon. We'll have that West Holmes Mansfield senior game coming away. Airtime right around 12:05 for that. And also Saturday night will be boys basketball from the Battle at the Berkey from Smithville. Highland against Harvest Prep. Airtime for that right around 6:05. Check out our entire basketball broadcast schedule on our website, WKLMFM.com. Click on the on-air tab. We do want to thank our video live stream partners from Claxon Communications, that being Jacob Henning, as well as Logan McPeak, allowing us to bring you this live stream coverage for tonight. Also, thanks to Phoenix Price back at WKLM Sports Central. For Don Hall, I'm Matt Croy. Again, the final score tonight, it was in girls high school basketball from the dungeon. West Holmes 65 and Worcester 43. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.